From JMIS, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, mate.
MetLife, great company, well run, fabulous result.
Yeah, it was actually. Report season keeps on trucking. Another couple of results we want to talk about this morning, and some of the good and the not so good. Yeah, MetLife Care, rest home, retirement village, aged care facility operator. Good result yesterday. Share price had a nice pop higher, 3.4% up on the day. That's highest they've been since March. They had a 10% lift in profit at the headline level. If you look, then look at underlying profit, up 24%. So those are good numbers. Importantly, they see no impact from the slowdown in the residential property market. They completed 235 new units. They increased their development margin, and as a business, that's a great outcome. They had very high occupancy rates, up in the high 90s there. New sales volumes below forecast, but they say that we should see a recovery there.
All right. So good on them. And the CBA, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, they're now being reviewed. How much trouble they got?
Yeah, well, it's... Well, no, there are some positives, I think, that could come out of this. I mean, this CBA story is not going to go away. So we highlighted a couple of weeks ago that CBA had a bit of a problem with their ATMs, and specifically the ATMs that take deposits. A little bit of a problem. It would appear that the anti-money laundering safeguards weren't in place as robustly as they should have been, and there's a strong possibility that criminal groups were using this loophole to launder money and send it straight away offshore. Now, Australia's banking regulator, this is APRA, they've ordered an independent inquiry into the bank, and that's an investigation that's going to focus on governance, culture, accountability, frameworks and practices. There are a number of other investigations underway. The banks welcome the inquiry, I think they realise that they need to rebuild trust with their customers, so it's a good start to the process, and hopefully it will be a good thing and
a positive thing. Talk to me about Harvey. What do you reckon about the impact, given we're talking oil and stuff in that part of the world?
Yeah, complicated actually, Mike. Complicated. Now, we know the human toll is pretty high. We've seen the images, devastating impact on people. But we're now going to start looking at the economic cost, which is starting to look very significant. It's too early to make an accurate assessment, but here's some of the parts. A quarter of the oil and gas plants in the Gulf of Mexico have now halted production. Now we don't know how long they will halt production for, or whether that will increase. 10% of the U.S. oil refining capacity is halted, and we don't know what's going to happen over the next few days there. We've got gasoline futures there surging. It's wreaking havoc on cotton production. Ports in the Texas Gulf account for 20% of US wheat exports. There's a potential disruption to corn and soybean exports. That's out of Louisiana and Gulf of Mexico as well. Numbers are floating around of sort of $24 billion, but nobody really knows just yet. It will be one of the most expensive storms to hit the US. There's a lot of people as well, and this is unusual with this because we're getting a lot of flooding. Normally the storms come in and then they go and you don't get the high level of flooding, but it would appear that a lot of people are either not insured or underinsured. Yeah. For flood damage. Now, the other interesting thing here is that we're actually seeing a drop in the crude oil price, which at the headline seems counterintuitive, but the problem is if you can't get your oil refined, you've got no one to sell it to. So the price of crude oil going down, but the price of refined oil going up. So look, it's going to pan out. It just, the longer it goes on, the more these impacts are going to be felt.
All right, appreciate that. Now, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones down 27, 21,787. S&P 500 just down small, down 2, 2441. The Nasdaq 6276. FTSE 100 7401, down small. Nikkei 19,449. Shanghai Composite 3362. The ASX 200 5709. They were down 34 yesterday. The NZX 50 we lost 30 at 7826. One New Zealand dollar this morning will buy 0.7259 US. 0.9112 Aussie, 0.6060 Euro, 0.5610 pounds, 79.18 yen. Gold up over $1,300, $1,308, and oil $51.74.
You have a fantastic day. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher at JMIS. Get hold of him and his team, his expertise at jmis.co.nz.